it was disappointing to say the least. I don't really know what to say about it. I think a lot of us were mad. We're disappointed. We've been working hard, preparing, and you know, injuries aside, it is part of the game. We didn't get the outcome we wanted, but that's hockey, and we're not quitters. So there's a lot of hockey games left, and I know, you know, people probably say we've been saying that all year, but there is, and I'm a firm believer. I've been here in this situation before, in my 10 years professional, and it is a cliche, but there's a lot of hockey left.
Is that a benefit in situations like this? Obviously, you bring experience from National Hockey League, the American Hockey League. You've played in leagues all over Europe. Is that a benefit when, you know, younger guys around you or other guys that might have only played in the elite league coming into a kind of situation like this? Are you able to kind of bring your experience and help the guys out in that respect?
I think with our team, you look at the mix and it's incredible. Not just us coming in from, you know, playing in the National League, elite leagues. Our British guys have won before. I just kind of follow their lead. This is their league. This is their home, and they provide a direction. They are great leaders, and I think, you know, they're very, very great in keeping us on course and leading the way.
Just talk me through Belfast, that 5-2 defeat. How did you see it?
Well, they scored two empty net goals. We were right in it, you know, the whole game. We had to score more goals. It's tough to score. Belfast has great defense. They were on us all night. Chances were there. They didn't go in. We've had games where they have went in, but it's just something that, to be honest, I don't even know how to explain it the way it went. It happened so fast, and it was an outcome we didn't want. And the rest is history. And when I say history, it's forgotten, and we move forward.
Going into Sunday and kind of Coventry, two back-to-back away games like that, does fatigue or travel come into a situation like that at all when you're going one night you're in Belfast and then the next night you're coming down and you're in Coventry?
As a hockey player, I want to say no, it doesn't. We're athletes. We love the battle. We love a little adversity. You know, it pushes you along and it makes you better. We flew in for the game at Belfast. We played. We flew in for the game in Coventry. We played. We were shorthanded as well. It's hard to explain. I wish that people could see the character we had in our room. It's tough to push on when your body doesn't want to go, but it's your job, it's your livelihood, and it's what we're used to. So that plays no factor. But then again, I guess it could play a little, but I would say no.
Jeff Legree this week has kind of spoken in the media about there being a potential crisis of confidence with kind of members amongst the squad. What's your take on that?
Honestly, confidence is the number one thing in hockey. A confident hockey player can score goals, can make plays, it's just fun to play hockey. And, you know, when you go on a slide, a team that loses some confidence, it definitely, you know, affects the team. But the good part about hockey and confidence is that it's a goal, it's a big hit, it's a fight, it's a win that can turn something around and bring a team together and put them back on track. And I would say definitely confidence right now, you know, we are missing, but it's a goal away, it's a win away, and a team can go on a run with confidence. And we're doing our best to look for it, and we got the guys that and have played with it and have done well with it, and it's there. We just got to go out. And number one thing when you don't have confidence is hard work. And, you know, then the confidence comes along with that.
Do you look to the big characters in that situation in the room? And if so, who are they, that the kind of guys that can instill confidence again?
Oh, it's every player. It's everybody can do their part to bring that confidence and get guys going. And it's you know, it's the bench. It's letting guys know that they're doing a heck of a job. It's Doug and Mark letting us know that we're doing what they want. We're doing the right things. It's tough to say. It's tough to explain. But I feel that right now, after this weekend, it can't get any worse for us, you know, in our minds. So we just got to just give her. And I think that confidence will come around.
Trailing Belfast by 11 points now, do you feel like that's too much to recover at this point in the season?
to me, I see there's so many games left. That's the thing. All we can do is worry about ourselves. And I can speak on behalf of our team is that we're going to do our best to turn it around and find it. And to be honest with you, even these last couple of days of practice, they haven't been fun. It's been nothing but hard work and, you know, battles. And, you know, we're going at each other, you know, a little bit as of late. But it's because we know it's what we have to do to turn it around. And we've been doing it. Trust me, we've been paying the piper as of late. And we know we deserve it. And we're going to keep working.
Talking about some of the injuries at the club, you're missing a lot of key guys at the moment. I mean, as I look down the list, Dustin Cohen, Robert Dowd, Max Lacroix, Jeff Legui, sidelined this week. How tough has that been for the squad? And with the injury problems that have happened earlier in the year as well, with this new fresh set of injuries, how hard is that for a kind of team like the Steelers to cope with?
Well, you look at that list, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that those guys help our hockey club. It's kind of been like that all year. You haven't seen a team fresh and full of bodies. And it's just one of those years. And it sure would be nice to have them all at once. And, we wouldn't have so much adversity. But, other teams are playing like that too. But I think we definitely probably have lost, if not the most man games this year. You don't want to use that as a reason why, you know, we haven't been pulling some wins out. But these guys are great players. They're great teammates. And they can help us win, that's for sure.
How did the couple of injury crises compare with the kind of teams that you've played in before and kind of the leagues that you've played in before? Is this a kind of a new thing for you, this amount of injuries in one team?
Not really. I've seen it. I've seen it happen before. In Europe, over my last couple of years, I haven't had this happen. And it's tough. I don't really know if the injuries in the past years were this severe. You see guys breaking bones and out for half a season, and concussion. Those injuries are no joke. I've had a concussion, you know, a couple times before, and some serious ones. And, you know, those affect your life outside the game as well. And you can't rush those. So they're pretty serious injuries. And outside of hockey, you want to make sure that your teammates are right. And it's tough to rush them back in and play a hockey game.
Does that then make it tough for you as a player on the ice, trying to get chemistry with your line mates and kind of the other two guys that are kind of next to you on your line?
Well, as a player, when you have success with some players and you've played for some time, to be honest with you, it's easy to play. And when you're always mixed matching the lines, it's a learning curve sometimes. Sometimes it takes a couple games to get used to each other. And yeah, in this league, you don't have a couple games to get used to each other. You got to basically mold right away. And everybody's is great and playing different positions, and no one complains at all. They toe the line and they do their job. But it'd be nice if we had everybody and we got to play in sync for a few games. And I believe it's coming. I believe we're very close to that. And I'm very excited to see our team get going, as a full group.
Who are you enjoying personally playing with? Who are the line mates that you want to see next to you?
Oh, I enjoy everybody. I enjoy playing with all my teammates. Everybody's a different character. And sometimes when things aren't going well, it's great to play with a different guy. And, it's like a total reset, and it's worth a try and see how it goes. But I like playing with the guys who are having the most luck that night and are putting the puck in the net.
Certainly. You've had an injury. You've suffered, been one of these players that have suffered with injuries this year. You had that hip injury early in the season, and I spoke to you at the time when you were kind of out with that injury. How is it now, and how are you feeling that your own kind of form is now that you're coming back from that injury?
I feel like I've kind of turned a corner with it. When it happened, I tried to get back as quick as possible, and I really didn't have no practice or nothing and jumped straight into the games and got through a couple games, and you know, I felt stiff and pretty tired, and I didn't feel like myself. But basically now that we have this full work week, I'm starting to feel like I'm starting to turn the corner and feel like my old self again.
So that means that you're not still feeling little niggles and you're not feeling the ill effects of it still?
Well, I don't know. You always feel something. You know, getting close to 30 years old, you start to feel a little bit more here and there. But for me, if I'm not sore or or if I'm feeling 100%, I know I'm not playing my best hockey. Yeah, if I'm sore, that's when I know that it's kind of, yeah, this is how it feels, and this is how you should feel after a game or a weekend.
And before that injury, you know, you were having quite a good run of form, lots of goals going in for yourself, getting lots of kind of bounces, and you seem to be on a bit of a roll. How do you look at your own kind of personal form to date? Looking at your stat sheet, I think you've got 13 goals this season, but 26 points in 27 games when you take assists into the equation. How do you feel your own personal form is at this moment in time?
Well, it's, I guess, I'm not happy with it. Because you always want to be better than the way things are going. Especially for me, the stats don't matter when you win. Everything's fun when you win. I think just basically, I never at this point am going to look at the stats. It's how the team does and wins. But goal wise and assist wise, I guess I definitely need. I would like for an improvement.
I want to talk a bit about the fact that you've played in these different leagues before. Obviously, Germany last season, AHL before that, and you know, you've had stints with the Calgary Flames and the Florida Panthers, so kind of NHL experienced teams. What was that like, and how does that compare to what you're kind of playing in now in the Elite League?
It's every country's different. 2 years ago I was in the Elite League in Sweden, and we were taking a private jet to games, so you're a little bit spoiled. Last year in Germany, it was a lot of travel on a bus. This year in you know, in Sheffield, it's been very enjoyable. The league is, it feels like I'm back home. It's a tough league. It's not an easy night any night. Guys are physical, guys are big. Obviously travel sometimes plays a role, but sometimes you're going down the road on a bus for, you know, an hour and playing a game, which is nice. But you know, when I go back to my stints with the Florida Panthers and the Calgary Flames, well, that's a different world in the NHL. Sometimes you just have to poke yourself to, you know, ask me, is this really happening with the situation and how you're treated? And when I go back to the American Hockey League, where I spent basically 7 years of my career, that's a grind. You play Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you're on a plane, you're on a bus, and, you know, it takes a lot out of you. And I look back at it and, boy, you know, do I have some memories, but I think it takes a few extra years off you by the end of the go around.
And what are some of the best memories that you have from playing in that very top tier in the NHL?
I would think that we have CBC back home, the Canadian Broadcasting, and they have a night called Hockey Night in Canada. I grew up watching that as a kid. You know, I'd watch it every weekend. And when I had made the Flames at a training camp, we played the Edmonton Oilers, which is the Battle of Alberta, and two teams that hate each other, basically. And it was on Hockey Night in Canada, and I got to play on Hockey Night in Canada. You just hear that Hockey Night in Canada intro, and as a kid, you can't believe it. And I remember after that game, I turned my cell phone on, and it wouldn't even turn on because there was so many people I haven't talked to in years or hadn't seen, and you know, the whole country watched it. It's the first game of the season. Everybody was excited for the NHL. When I look back at that, and just getting my mom and my dad and my family to be able to watch me play for my hometown team in Calgary, which is down the road, is something that you'll never forget.
Looking ahead to this weekend and kind of looking at all kind of matters back in the league, you've got Cardiff at the weekend, you know, a team that have kind of come under new management recently and seem to be kind of turning up results, whereas earlier in the year they might not have got those kind of results. How do you look at that game and the fact that it's a doubleheader this weekend?
I think that we're looking at it, and I can speak on behalf of the team. It's win or nothing. We're at the point where, you know, that's what we have to do, is just win. And Cardiff, you know, they've had their fair share of problems. We've had our fair share of problems. It's two desperate hockey teams. And we're doing our job to prepare the way we should. And trust me, we are preparing. And we will toe the line, and we will work hard, and we will demand results from each other.
Are you buoyed by the fact that some of the guys that have been suffering some of those injuries are back skating this week?
It's something. It's some light, and it, don't get me wrong, it's great to see those guys out there. It boosts the team. It it gives us a different dimension. It gives us some sort of, I guess you could say, different look. And I think we're going to get a lot of these guys back, and I sure hope so. They're great teammates and they're great players, and everybody's pulling for each other to get back in the lineup and rally together, and let's get going and let's win some games.
And then finally, I want to look ahead to kind of around this Boxing Day, this Christmas break. You've got Nottingham Panthers again, two games over the festive period, and obviously I'm guessing the rivalry there isn't lost on you.
No, I had to sit through the last couple Nottingham games there with my injury, and those are the games you want to play. Both teams, I guess they can say that we hate each other, and the rinks are full. You know, you got the two sides that both their fans come out and watch you play, and it's full and it's exciting. That's the exciting games to play, and I was unfortunate to not play those games, and so I got a little bit of chomping by the bit. I'd like to be part of it, and it's exciting, and those are the games that the guys want to play.
And certainly the game that I'm getting the sense from you that you want to play in, and the game that you're very much up for this time around.
Well, I would think so. If you don't want to get into it, then well, you might not have a heartbeat or whatever, because you walk around town and the fans let you know that's who they want you to beat, and I respect them for that. You know, they're great fans. They want you to beat Nottingham.